Hey, podcaster. Getting help for your podcast doesn't have to be hard, but I know sometimes it can feel like you're either Googling late at night or you're trying to hire a coach that is so expensive and you just want to know, am I doing this right? Am I doing the right things for my podcast and for my business? And this is exactly why I created the Strategize and Shine membership. This is a monthly membership designed to support you as you create a podcast that converts your listeners into leads and helps you sell more of your programs and services. This membership is packed with so many masterclasses, tools, and templates designed to help you simplify your podcast process and bring back more joy to your podcast. Plus, if you sign up now, you will get a special onboarding plus a strategy call with me to go over what your goals are for your podcast. But here's the deal. This is your last chance to lock in the current rate of $47 a month for life. As of May 1st, the price goes up to $97, and that's because this membership is packed with so much value. I would love to see you there and love to help support your podcast. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/membership to sign up today. Hi there, and welcome to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm your host, Caroline Hull, a podcast strategist and CEO of Wild Home Podcasting. I've built my entire career through podcasts by sharing my experience, using strategic systems, and shining a light on the power of podcasting. If you are looking to cultivate leads for your membership, group program, or consulting services, I'm here to help you create a holistic and integrative podcast strategy that'll let your business thrive. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome to this special bonus mini episode of the podcast. And you may have noticed, if you are a subscriber or follower, that the name of the podcast has changed. I'm so excited about it. And so I wanted to do a quick episode to talk about the reasoning behind this, some of the strategy that's gone into this, why we decided to do this, and just take you a little bit behind the scenes, because I think that a lot of us feel like our podcasts maybe need a little bit of a refresh. Maybe things need to change to support this new phase we're in. And so I wanted to share that so you know that it's okay if you feel that way too. So I kind of want to start out there and talk about evolving in your business and changing and growing and all of those beautiful things that we do as human beings and business owners. So if you've been listening to the podcast, you know that I had major surgery at the end of February. I had my hip basically rebuilt, and it was this really interesting moment. I feel like anytime some big life change happens, my business changes. When I had my third baby during the pandemic, we completely overhauled the structure of the business. And when I had the surgery, I thought, you know, I'm going to sit on the couch and I'm going to work all 6 weeks and I'm going to get so much done. And that is not what happened. Instead, I sat on the couch. I was in pain, a lot of pain for most of that 6 weeks. I was frustrated. I could see that my kids were frustrated. I could see that my family was frustrated. I mean, it was a hard thing to go through. And I'm still going through it. I'm still in physical therapy and recovering, but I'm doing much, much better. Almost back to what I was before. Not quite, but we're getting there. But one of the things that I really started thinking about was, how do I want to be spending my time? I remember distinctly, I kept saying to my ops manager, who has been instrumental in this process. Her name is Alyssa, and she has become my right hand. I could not do business without her person. She's amazing. She has a really good way of taking all me and all of my thoughts that pour out and creating plans and, you know, reeling me back in. And but I remember very distinctly saying to her in Slack one day, I don't think I want to come back to work. I really enjoyed not working. And it was really because at the time, you know, work was feeling very stressful. And we had a lot of growth at the end of last year and then going into this year and having surgery. And the month leading up to my surgery, I had literally done nothing but calls, so many calls back to back to back in January. And I was just done. And I was like, I don't want to come back and this be what we're doing. And so we really started discussing, okay, well, what is the next phase of Wild Home Podcasting? What does that look like? And having discussions about the business. And basically what happened is the business is changing. We are changing the business. It's been a process. It's been hard, but we have a vision and we're working toward it. And I'm so excited. But in all of that, as we started doing all this change and evolving and growing and restructuring, I started feeling like, well, I started feeling a few things. I started feeling like the brand wasn't quite right anymore. And I started feeling like the podcast wasn't quite right anymore. And now I knew that the podcast name was going to have to change. And let me tell you why. And this is a really great lesson on, like, this is part of business and part of podcasting. But when we renamed the podcast last year, we had done a ton of research. When I say a ton of research, I really mean it. I do not want to like skim over this because, you know, one of the main pieces of our framework is research. It's something we do for all of our clients. Massive research, especially on the names and things like that. We had done trademark searches. We had looked in the apps multiple times. And shortly after we launched my podcast, it was a few months, probably 4 or 5 months. We were looking at the SEO of my podcast to see if how it was doing and that kind of thing. And we ran across another podcast with the same name. Now, I had done like a subtitle kind of thing after the name of my podcast, but that doesn't matter. Their podcast was the same exact name as mine. So what I realized was happening, because we had similarly named podcasts, and I think also because the name podcast was in the name of my podcast, it wasn't showing up in the search how I wanted it to. And I really think this has become incredibly detrimental to my podcast. I think this has stifled some growth. Not only that, but also I feel like the name just isn't nailing it. It's not nailing what we're doing. It doesn't really speak to the vibe that we want to give here at Wild Home Podcasting. And so I knew the name was going to change. The catalyst for all of this, and like knowing that I needed to do these things, knowing that my business was changing and evolving, and I needed to bring my podcast along during that evolution. But the catalyst really for all of this was sitting down, doing our Q4 planning, and realizing that to get to the next level, this piece needed to be resolved. And in true Caroline fashion, because if you've ever worked for me in any capacity, you know that when I spark an idea and the idea is aligned and everything is right, and I'm like, this is what we're doing, then that's what Caroline does. And she does it in a day or 2 days. And that's exactly what happened, because I really knew that like once we had chosen a new name for the podcast, I could not move forward under the old name. Like it was time. It was beyond time. It was time to make the change and make the shift. And so now as we start looking at, okay, we're changing the name, what it really becomes is a full podcast refresh. So this means that I need to rethink my strategy. This is also something else that I had known for a while needed to be done, but I had not done it. I needed to re-record my outro. My outro is so outdated. I needed to re-record my intro. Like all of it needed to be redone. And I have been putting it off and putting it off. I think it is totally okay to say, like, when the time is not right to do something, it's not right. And when it's right and it's time, it's going to feel aligned and like just everything is going to fall into place. And that's how this has been for me. You know, it is hard as a business owner to come out and say, I messed up. You know, this wasn't the right direction. And I do think that we needed to rename the podcast before when we renamed it. to podcast your business, but I don't think it was the right name. I don't think it felt right. I wish back then we would have taken a little bit more time to think about it, but it was also one of those moments where we were growing, we were evolving, and I wanted the podcast to come with us quickly. And so when we started looking at, okay, now we have this name that we're in love with, we feel like it does a few things for the podcast and our business that it wasn't doing before. Now we have to look at everything. What's so crazy about this, and this is why I love podcast strategy so much, is we have been making these tiny shifts in content, in branding, everywhere. It's been this slow, but like very, this slow move toward something new, this slow move toward a new vibe, a new look, talking about what we do differently. It's something that, you know, I feel like it's part of like growing into this new phase of our business. And so as we were working on a new description, a new trailer, a new intro, outro, all new ads, all the things, it was like all the other pieces that we've been working on started to make so much sense. And the steps that we have been taking started to make so much sense. Because see, here's the thing. When your content and your messaging is on point, everything else starts to feel on point. How you email people, how you show up on Instagram, how you write the sales page for your new offer, all of that starts to fall into place. What your funnel looks like. You know, I've rewritten my email funnels like 3 times in the last month, and I finally feel like they are, you know, they're there, like they're on point. Our brand, it's, you know, it makes sense when you read the emails. And sometimes it just takes digging into, where is all this content coming from? Well, it's coming from the podcast. And so it really just was time. So the process of the refresh for us is very similar to how we do refreshes for clients. And that was starting out with the description and really honing in on the purpose and what we want to communicate through the podcast. From there, it was, okay, now we need a new intro, outro, trailer. We need new cover art. Little secret, this also led to some new branding for the business. And so, you know, I love starting with a description because I feel like it really informs everything else we do. And it also really helps to clarify to the podcast host what their mission and their goals are. And, you know, as we started looking at the content calendar in this very same Q4 meeting that started this whole process, you know, we started really evaluating, is our content engaging? Is it working the way it is? And, you know, some of those answers were no. And so we're making shifts and steps. And that is what I really want to drive home in this little episode for you about how I refresh my podcast, is that there's no reason why you can't make changes. There's no reason why you can't change your mind and grow and evolve and say, you know, that thing I did, I don't love that I did that. Let's do something else. Or that thing I tried over there didn't work. Let's try something else. It's okay to do that. You do not have to have all the answers and have everything put together. And like another like huge word of encouragement, I know so many business owners who have a service or a membership, a group program, whatever it is, and they pour so much into their clients. And don't forget to pour that into yourself too and into your own business. And, you know, I definitely put my podcast last on the list, and I'm so glad we made this moment for it because I am so happy with the results. And so I'm so excited to welcome you to this new phase of Wild Home Podcasting, this new phase of the podcast, which is now Share, Strategize, and Shine. And those three words really encompass what this is about. It is about sharing who you are and your expertise, creating a strategy for your podcast so it can support your business, and shining like the amazing service provider, business owner that you are, because that's why I do what I do, because I want to help you to shine. I want to help you to grow your business and grow your podcast. And so thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for coming along on the ride. And I hope you will stay for what's to come with Share, Strategize, and Shine. And so I will be back with a regular episode so you can check out that new intro and outro. And as always, be sure to connect with me on Instagram to learn more and to get some some other behind the scenes peeks into my life. And I'm just so thankful that you're here and you're listening to the podcast. Until next time. Thank you so much for listening to Share, Strategize, and Shine. To give your own podcast some shine, download my free podcast content kit by heading to the link in the show notes. Be sure to leave a review and connect with me on Instagram for more podcast strategy insights. Until next week.